Blog Talk Radio.
Like roller coasters, you bagging up at that Kroger, trying to meet a fucking quota. Give it up, my nigga, it's over. Get it knocking like Jehovah. Who cold up? My shit is cryogenic. I'm locked in the clinic. Who whipping? Come get me. Yeah, make sure all these niggas finish.
Yes, sir, let's get into it. It's only right. I get it in. Your gal mind open like she took the pill for limitless. Tried to reach for the stars when we was little kids. Now it's smoke clouds, cause the sky is what the limit is.
Yeah. Let it dum 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 d
no better. No better, it don't get no better. No better, it don't get no better. No better, it don't get no better. No better than heavy mentally. The mic I am dismembering, I spit it for my niggas. We kill it with verbal symmetry. You just be a memory. With the pen, I'm a blessing, trying to steal my secret good book. Caught a shit deception, my conception was immaculate. So this is Raptor Reynolds. No, you mad? Cause they listen and you can't afford a rental. Face is sour as a bread. The only thing that's on the menu, the blind lead the blind. Open up your windows. Take a breath of fresh air that we can give you in this game. We just niggas trying to blow, we on Nintendo.
Parental advisory, advising me is simple. Just get me 100 miles away from an instrumental. My influential clothes, get in my mind on her pantyhose. Grandiose, spit it through cameo, is it cameo? I hope you fight well, like going nowhere. I'm Shine Mike out, pull up and switch your music, yo ass.
Go ahead, we got this rap shit down to a mad science. The biochemist, everything I write hard. Hieroglyphics, welcome to the round table where we plot on our challenges. King Arthur of the art, which is written with Excalibur. Jet lag, mixed with hiatus. Gamma fly beta was born with an ultimatum. Rather become the greatest or become a statistic listed with averages and tables. Proving the illustration, the picture they paint is we animals. Lock us in cages, no zoos, just a concrete jungle. We fucking made it, not. For my team, I'll be a martyr. This shit is hard body, nigga. Tony Stark armor. Yeah.
Now let it dump, 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 dump. In the trunk, 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 trunk.
To show the world we riders and won't take it. Just light it up.
Hey, what?
Man, fucking hate it. Don't get no better. No better. Don't get no better. No better. Don't get no better. No better. Don't get no better. No better.
No winter, fall, spring, summer. Let's show the whole world what they can't take from us. Let's show the whole world what they can't take from us. Let's show the whole world what they can't take from us.
My head babe keep doing that shit.
What?
J-Rock keep doing that shit.
What?
My nigga Lash keep doing that shit.
What?
My bro Games keep doing that shit.
What?
My Eli keep doing that shit.
What?
My CSF keep doing that shit.
What?
My Frank Miller keep doing that shit.
Boom it.
Verbal attack is actual fact. Tactical tracks match perfectly with graphical stats. Half of you lack the magical dab of tragical rap that tackles you back and shackles a nap. That's the mathematical madness I'm on. The sadness is strong. The marriage is bond of habit and song. This massacre's on as if Picasso lays you. There's lots of hateful skeletons locked in the closet of my castle. The graceful and passive and graceful. That's why I have to debate you. My raps are like cable slashing your face. That's how I master degrade you. I'm battling hatred. If he passes through my label, I'm snatching his halo. God, I trade with yourself. My father back is an angel. Language is fatal and it's hypnotizing. I'm only emphasizing. I'm still all about business and enterprising. I'm super lyrical with brain booster chemicals. I choose the tentacles inside of my mental projectable. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
Niggas to tell you that I'm nice with the blah blah blah.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
Black thought, the super lyricist, your arch nemesis. Filled with the Punisher, that's my accomplice. Special to MCs, how they don't really want this. Electrifying shit, his excellency thought fit. These cats, they sentimental such, with a gentle touch. Dancing, double dutch, and all saying nothing much. My sound wave lifting your chin up, like uppercuts. Newfound ways of ripping shit up. I develop, your squad chest fell up. Still your miniature to me, naturally. I bring the extremity, musically intense. With the globe in suspense, contemplating where the world traveler been sent. The roots bless you with a strong record, long like an epic. Immerse you in some old next shit, ill poetic. Thought from Miladel, something like nothing else. My talk stomp like elephants upon every elf core. What?
I'm supposed to represent.
Niggas to tell you that I'm nice with the blah blah blah.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
Niggas to tell you that I'm nice with the blah blah blah.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. Hey, yo, peace roots. Coast niggas reppin' the streets most with heat toast and keep close more Phillies than beat rolls. These toast niggas had to lift your mentals. Lyrics to twist your temples into pretzels like the triumph instrumentals.
My instrumentals the renaissance, no resemblance to nothing you come across. Lyrical holocaust, the crowd bleeds, the MCs freeze, the cap seizure, the praise the Lord of rap thesis. True believers,
just call me baby Jesus, cause lady niggas be praising me just for the way it blaze to be crazily paid to see the lasery and paid to be amazingly flavory. Gaze into my rhymes that basically hypnotize you. Occasionally,
as I focus on my next opus, the way it's all fucked up and MCs is hopeless. I leave your head racked as I erect sculptures. My thoughts just a fortress, approach this ferocious up closeness.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
Niggas to tell you that I'm nice with the blah blah blah.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. Lyrically,
it's suicide.
Lyrically,
you see me behind the phone.
Up early in the morning,
dressed in black.
Don't ask why, cause I'm down in a suit and tie. They killed a homie that I went to school with.
Damn.
I tell you, life ain't shit to fool with. Still hear the screams from his mother. Why my nigga lay dead in the gutter? And it's getting to my temple. Why is that the only time black folks get to ride in a limo? It makes me so mad I wanna get my sword here and have some body parts. But no, I pay my respect and I'm through. Hug my crew,
what up,
and maybe shed a tear or two. Then I wanna get lit, grab my 40, and then I reminisce about a brother who had to be the one and only. So I dedicate this to my dead homie. And
Another homie got murdered on a shakedown. Damn, now his mother's at the funeral, having a nervous breakdown. Two shots hit him in the face when they flash. The frame picture. And a closed cast, a single file line about 50 cars long, all driving slow with their lights on. He got a lot of flowers and a big wreath. What good is that when you're 6 feet deep? I look at that shit and gotta think to myself, and thank God for my help, 'cause nobody really ever knows when it's gonna be they family on the front row. So I take everything slow, go with the flow, shut my motherfucking mouth if I don't know. 'Cause that's what the pops told me, but I wish he could've said it to my dead homie. I remember, we painted our names on the wall for fun. Now it's rest in peace after everyone, except me. But I ain't the one in the front. Seems like I'm viewing a body every other month. Plus, I knew him when he was yay big. Pour a beer on the curb before I take a swig. But something ain't right. When it's a tragedy, that's the only time that the family's tight. Loving each other in a caring mood. There's lots of people and lots of food. They say be strong and you're trying. How strong can you be when you see your pops crying? So that's why Ice Cube's dressed up, because the city is so fucking messed up and everybody's so phoned. Take a little time to think about your dead home.
Big tree. bitch like have a seat. Back then when friends and neighbors would bust that ass and bring it to your mama, yo, she got the switch and the stash. That's back to back beatings. Only went outside for free lunch with whelps on my leg, still leaking, yo.
She used to whip me with a strap when I was there. Leg me across her lap. She used to whip me with a strap when I was there.
Yeah. What up, Lord? This the pterodome when niggas get tied up, Beretta blown, or whip the vanilla, 200X Lebanon, Dookie Gage, 38, 300 rebels strong, out in Grenada, chillin' snow pebbles on, prosperous, you have some fuckin' steps. Favorite color purple, we would circle your jets. Talk basin in the I-8 racing. Clear doors we facing. Life we're trying to get away from these hordes. We're rolling uptown in gambling stores. Stealing clothes in Macy's. Running out with like 5-6 velours. Thug couple rugby boys who get fly and break jaws and take papes. The stakes is yours.
Raekwon, yeah. What up, nigga? Your boy Freddy Gah. Let's go, nigga.
Ray told me victory's unexpected. They hanging on my chain. Misery from a necklace. See my YouTube and hear me spin. No, I'm reckless. First nigga ever selling metaphors on Craigslist. Fresh shit, they on it. No matter what's the joint. You the hornet, you lost Chris Paul. What's your point? I can spit a freestyle and be honest. Be feel like I should rhyme with some wallabies on. I would be wrong if I told everybody get your weight up. Back to the real shit, that wave up, phase up. If he owe me dough, I hope that he pay up. Hand on that trigger, when that finger roll, he'll lay up. Wait up, just homicide humor. I could've bodied you sooner, I just provided the rumor. Whatever he rhyming on, I'll bring it to you. I'm a phenomenon, Travolta with the tune.
Blowing exotic kush, watermelon flavor, no seeds. Burning by the OZ, imported from OT. Exported from CO, salute to the OG. Flips is high risk, but the moves is low key. Young hustlers, dreaming about awards and tours. The world is ours, and any store accepting a credit card border. Fly boosters, honor shades, and all that. Hit it in the back, then fell back on the callback. I'm busy chasing paper on the cash room major. All we do is see numbers like an old school pager. Double your wager, we busy clocking like flavor. Time waits for no man, man, don't be a hater. Land of opportunity, keep your mule at 40 acres. I'd rather 40 mil and own a piece of the Lakers. Dancing with devils and two-stepping with saints. We young, black, and getting it everything that you ain't ever.
United States in fear. London knows I'm a phantom. South Korea knows I'm here. Posted planet without exception. Rise to your feet for this rarity. Nas a dilla beat. The fly soliloquy. Surreal nigga talking. This don't happen too often. Take precaution. Lies and frauds got you exhausted. You've been accosted. Who told you I lost it? I just put it down for a second. Damn. Kenny King lounge for a second. Kick his hooves up. Throw stubble on the face for once without a smooth cut. Grow a little gut. Can't even enjoy the fruit of my labor. Before they call me Luke and hand me my lightsaber. The ruler's back. You can tell by the trumpets. Prince of Wales, send me tea, biscuits, crumpets. Jury costs more than a car. Car costs 200. Get out your chair. The season of Nasir. The season. This is the season. The season. JLX doesn't write it. Hov couldn't write it. He vacationing. Jungle the only brother I take shit from. Hassan give me lines. We talk all the time. So I guess if he inspired my song, it ain't mine. Let me make this clear.
They fit against it. Some say Shakespeare never existed. Wow, now, look at the amount of resistance. Attempts to chisel my face from the mountain, you guessed it. Bitch, you guessed it. There, did I answer your question? So now that's out the way, let's get back to my message. Now I'm 40 and a little change. Riding rounds for the new Benz, a little range. Having fun, my little man getting big. He and my daughter down, when we talk it's real. Nothing is watered down, young boy swag. I'm here today as well as the 90s. But the past like my ass is behind me. Ignite the Pyrex, try to bite this. Get nasty, now arthritis, arthritis. When you try to write this, ask the wires. The feds at my niggas, why the feds at my niggas? I know by now I should be talking bread cracking figures. But not stressing, not stressing, I'm surviving, I'm surviving. It's funny when I catch cops texting and driving. Who questions or penalizes them? One day we'll have they ass in court, and we'll be trying them. Ayo, it's love for Detroit, Motown, Motor City. Dilla lives on, it's like he voted with me. The soulful sample compliments my rhyme so well. Slack by Xenia, a YSL, matching the St. Laurent, some fly as hell. Hands in the air, the season and not fear.
Da-da-da, da-da-da,
the season.
Da-da-da, da-da-da.
That time, yeah. Dilla, rest in peace. What up, Detroit? Fly ladies, dope dealers and killers. Worldwide. NY. Yeah. Yeah. The season. Yeah. This is the season.
Okay. I want to call up my little big sister. Big sister puts it down like no other.
Okay. All right, all right.
No other.
Come on.
Go. She got the big red hair, this bitch looking like Ronald McDonald. Y'all don't know how. Sister, for far too long your silent cries have been falling upon deaf ears. And for way too much time your secrets have been held for far too many years. And right now, your first love is your worst fear. I'm talking verbally abusive, physically intrusive, visibly elusive, beaten, burned, and bruised. This game you lose. Because now you're forced to choose between a hard knock life or lonely nights. Unrecognized clues don't wear that, don't go there. Backhand slaps, pulling hair, push downstairs, life ain't fair. But you a bitch, because you choose to be. The scars you try to hide, we are all able to see, and you come to me. And I embrace you, because you are my sister. And I know that my shoulders are broad enough to carry the both of us.
Yeah.
You realize now that you're living a life riddled with disrespect, lies, and neglect as the man you love tries to raise a grown woman.
Damn.
And you come to me. And I embrace you because you are my sister. And I know that my shoulders are broad enough to carry the both of us.
Huh?
So now you finally see the havoc and you realize that even though you are seeing this through black eyes hidden behind tinted glass, that his name over to he whips your ass, asking how many men he stepped to.
Come on, black.
See, girls don't hit back and he found that weakness in you.
Come on, black.
So you come to me and I embrace you because you are my sister. both of us.
Yeah.
And I carry you. So we sit in this living room crying and thinking about all the shit we've been through, rocking back and forth and back and forth, and I still know that you are my sister, and all I can do right now is tell you, sister,
come on, baby.
You've been on my mind. We're two of a kind, sister.
Yeah.
In my eyes, on you.
a beast. My alibi to keep them bullies off me. But that ain't right, that ain't right. But I'm a player tonight. Useless for me to see a LAAD unless she can be my A. Try. I like the way she fits my eyes. So beautiful that she's divine. I spotted you from across the room when I was taking your moves. You looked at me in a way to prove that my eyes had did what I wanted to do. Come feel my love when I move. That's more with you. I love your ways. You got me for tonight, girl. So don't be shy, angel. Oh, you came with him. That means my time is growing slim. Cause you know I've got to find my
style. Ooh, tonight she will be by my side. I hold the dot. Cause even good was her bad. And I ain't about to get that. No, my lady. Tonight she will be my alibi to keep the bullies off me. But that ain't right, that ain't right. But I'm a player tonight. Useless for me to see a LAAD unless she can be my A-N-G-G-F. Cause you know I've got to find someone as fine as you to be mine. Time to last a lifetime. I hope I meet that lady to be. I'm fed up with these no romance dances and these late night creeps. She will be the hottest one from this picture that keeps my mind on high. So fly, truly I can leave the scene. I refuse to leave this place without my queen. You know that means I've got to find my time. Be tonight. She will be by my side. On the dot, cause even good was turn bad. And I ain't about to get that. No, my lady tonight. She will be, she will be my alibi to keep the bullies off me. But that ain't right, that ain't right. But I'm a player tonight. Useless for me to see a lady unless she can be my A.
I can't believe how crowded this place
yeah,
is.
Yeah, this place is very crowded. This is huge.
Yeah,
it's coming along.
Doing it like this.
Doing it like
this.
Like
this. It's a lot of them in here. It's a lot of them in here.
Hey, what's up, girl?
Hey,
look at you.
Cutie.
Looking all good.
Thank you.
You look pretty. Too good, almost. You know what I'm saying? To fuck with a nigga like me.
Like you.
I was trying to holler at you, but I thought you talked to us. Too cute, something more, you know, the type of, you know, the clothes you wear and the type of people you fuck with. Nah, I don't just really fit in like this, you know what I'm saying? But I'm willing to just hop at you, though, you know what I'm saying? Look at you.
I'm a cool like fellow, laid back fellow, smoking out type of dude. How does a lack feel rolling, ghetto crolling, guy in a gut like you? I'm curious, but
call back. Am I wasting my time? I wanna know before I go too far. I know that everybody know who you are. Don't be afraid or ashamed. I got game and I'm next. Just pass it to me. I'll get the hand is all next. I wish I'm on a star, but where you are, I don't know. Now I'm doing what I should have did a long time ago.
I was a high star a long time ago, but I thought you was still cute.
Well, that
it ended and it came back again, which is, you know, wow. But
tied in some more history, man. In 1864, on today, the 24th Amendment to abolish the poll tax was ratified. And also today, in 2006, Warren Moon becomes the first black quarterback to ever to the National Football League Hall of Fame. All right. And also today in black history, sadly, 16 years ago, unarmed man, Amadou Diallo, was brutally shot and killed by the NYPD. He was shot 41 times and killed by the NYPD 16 years ago. So rest in peace and you know, much love to his family and all those he left behind. So, all right, those are some black history facts. And like I said, man, we'll get into those, you know, every show for the month celebrating black history, all right? Cool. Now, as we get in a little bit more of, you know, some hip-hop news, as we know, Dilla Day will be going on, Dilla Weekend anyway, will be going on this weekend here in the great state of Florida, in Miami. It'll get started here this weekend, starting this Thursday through Sunday. It'll be real, real crazy out there. But in respect to that, Dilla Day, or Dilla Youth Day, is scheduled to take place at the Charles H. Wright Museum in Detroit. All right, so basically, this is another event commemorating the legacy of J. Dilla. You know, the foundation is partnered with the Foundation of Women in Hip Hop. So this is the fifth annual Dilla Day, Dilla Youth Day. So they want to reach out to a younger crowd, a younger, you know, generation, and, you know, inform them and you know, empower them with, you know, with Dilla's music and you know, his message of love, you know, and what he does and what he did, you know, for the culture of hip hop. So basically, they have a Dilla Day in Paris, D.C., New York, Japan, and California. But Detroit didn't have one, is what, you know, Piper Carter, who is one of the event producers. So everywhere else in the world, people are making money off of our culture, off of hip hop. So Dilla Day is slated to welcome hundreds of kids from the local neighborhood of Detroit to engage in all culture, education, technology, and fun activities, man. That's just real, real dope. So all my people out there, 313 Detroit, stand up. Make sure, man, you get the youth out there. It's a Dilla Day, Dilla Youth Day, out there at the, you know, museum there in Detroit, man. It's a real, real good look. Definitely real good for the movement. And, you know, just you know, in general, man, get them out there and, you know, make that happen, all right? So, and some more news as we proceed. Here's the Run the Jewels debate. Run the Jewels, y'all know who Run the Jewels is. You know what I'm saying? That's my man, Killer Mike and LP. They stopped by Graffiti Swag Shop in Atlanta to discuss a variety of social issues with children. Basically, you know what I'm saying, question and answer with them. So here's a little, I guess, what goes on. Mike and LP discussed gender equality, drug laws, and marijuana, and more. When Mike asked the kids, should rappers be responsible to say positive stuff in their songs, the kids nodded their heads and replied yes. One girl said, instead of all head cursing, and then later he asked the kids, and, you know, their own thoughts on the more complex and social societal issues and nonviolent drug offenses. So that's real dope, man. If you go on YouTube, look it up, Run the Jewels, Barbershop Talk, Part 1, Mass Appeal, you know, check out the whole the whole question asked between, you know, Run the Jewels and the kids, man. Real dope, man. I love what they're doing for hip hop and just the culture and reaching back, you know, to those kids and the youth that are out there. Shout out to them, man. All right, man, it's more crazy, crazy news. My man, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever you want to call him, Sean, was accused of punching a fan in the face at a Super Bowl party. So Sean Combs mentioned in a battery report filed in Glendale, Arizona. I'm sorry, Scottsdale, Arizona. The accuser named Stephen Donaldson claimed Diddy was slated to host a nightclub party Saturday evening but didn't show till 1:15 in the morning, and then only hung out in the VIP area, rarely getting on stage. Donaldson said that he was pissed because he paid $100 to see Diddy. So he decided to get in his face and cuss him out. Bad move right there, son. You know what I'm saying? Just because you paid $100 to get in the club to see somebody, you cannot just go up and smack, you know, hit his body, take the money back. You know what I'm saying? Dude's from Harlem. Y'all know how all them cats get down. So, I mean, you know, don't let the, you know, persona fool you, man. You know what I'm saying? Dude will defend himself. So, if you, you know, go on YouTube, check it out. I think they got some footage on it. Of course, TMZ is on top of it. You can check out YouTube and TMZ, you know, for all that, you know, footage or whatever the case is on that. All right, it's more hip-hop news, man. This is real crazy. I'm not understanding this, and I don't even know why he even fixed his mouth to even say some dumb shit like this. But anyway, man, rapper, I don't even know if we should call this cat a rapper, to be honest. But Young Thug has the nerve to say that Jay-Z is too old to rap. Real crazy. Basically, he was in GQ magazine. I don't even know how the hell he got there. So, but GQ, they continue to unload interviews from his legacy project with profiles 19 of the top music makers who made a lasting impact on entertainment industry. Several hip hop artists have been included thus far. Would be Rick Ross, Nas, Pharrell, and Future. Also included among the you know that list was Young Thug. I mean, this is real crazy. This is what he had to say in GQ magazine. So he said, I'm going to be here forever. I don't want to rap forever, but I want to be rich forever. I don't want to be 50 years old and rapping, man. I'm pretty sure nobody wants to do that. If you're 30, 40 years old, you're not getting listened to by minors. Like Jay-Z has some of the sickest lyrics ever. But I will never buy his CD just because of my age and because of his age. By the time I turn that old, I ain't going to be doing what he's doing. I'm pretty sure Jay-Z doesn't want to rap now. Pray for the youth, man. That's all I'm going to say on that note. He doesn't have to rap. I mean, and that's what it is. You know, the dude is damn near a billionaire. So he does it, you know, for other reasons. For the love of the music, for the love of just being able to, you know, have hot bars or whatever. And to be honest, you know, he really doesn't, you know, make music, you know, for young cats unless he does, you know, features or whatever. But for the most part, you know, he doesn't really, you know, make music, you know, for cats that are, you know, his age or, you know, my son's age or from the young generation. But, however, in spite of that, they still pick up on it and they still, you know, hit. So, you know, I've been in the news for saying some dumb shit. I'm going to just, you know, keep it all the way real. He needs to get a publicist and shut the fuck up. That's just my take on it. So, it is what it is, man. Stop, you know what I'm saying, you're just talking crazy and reckless, whatever the fuck you're doing out there. Just stop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm not, you know, upset about it, but I just feel, you know, a certain way about, you know, these young dudes coming up here and you know, just because you made a couple hot records, you think you're going to be proud for a while and going to do the things that, you know, the Jay-Z's and Nas of the world and the Ice Cubes of the world has done, you know, for the culture. You know, it's asinine of me. So that's if I'm a public man, to be quiet, man. Go sit down somewhere with that. All right, there's some more news. Where's Khalifa? Was in the news, and basically they asked about him reconciling with Amber Rose, and he simply had two words to say, no thanks. So it doesn't look like they'll be getting back together no time soon or whatever the case may be. He's saying all is well with him, and, you know, he prays for her and hope that, you know, she has a successful career and you know, they're going to co-parent, you know, their son, and, you know, do what they're supposed to do. Right by him, but there will be no reconciliation on that or in that camp. All right, cool, man. We'll come back. I get a little more hip hop news, man. After that, of course, we get into my favorite segment and everybody's favorite segment, the original and the sample. All right, let's get a little bit of J. Cole. It's the Fire Squad joint. Let's go. Hip Hop Fest Radio.
Why you be stressing me for time? When you tell me you love me, can't you smell John Glenn? Yeah, my nigga, why you acting like a bitch? If you scared to take a chance, how the fuck we gon' get rich? Come here, baby, why you always insecure? Hold on tight to a nigga and be sure. Ain't no way around it no more. I am the greatest. Lot of niggas set on the throne. I am the latest. I am the bravest. Go toe to toe with the giants, I ain't afraid of you niggas. Island of fate of you niggas, for it's all said and done. This nigga need better sun, my Uzi it weighed a ton. I need me a better gun, in fact I just might need two. Cause niggas say they the one, and I got something to prove. Forgive me Lord, here they come, blah. Nigga why you acting like a hoe? Know that I'm alive, for you either way it go. Tell me girl why you be stressing me for time? When you tell me you love me, can't you smell John Glenn? Yeah, my nigga, why you acting like a bitch? If you scared to take a chance, how the fuck we gon' get rich? Come here, baby, why you always insecure? Hold on tight to a nigga and be sure. My inhibitions, fighting my intuition. Premature premonitions, showing me the demolition of these phony niggas. So ahead of my time, even when I rhyme about the future, I be reminiscing. You want the truth, well come and listen. I'm like that time you bagged a diamond, checked your phone and saw it was a number missing. It's fate passes you by, half of you try, the other half of you fried. Too high to actually fly, one day you have to decide. Who you gon' be, a scary nigga or a nigga that's gon' rule like me? Cheap and true like me, cold you might be. Like the new Ice Cube, meets the new Ice T. Meets Two Live Crew, meets the new Spike Lee. Meets Bruce like Wayne, meets Bruce like Lee. Meets O2 Lil Wayne, and a new white T. Meets KD, ain't no nigga that can shoot like me. Blah! Nigga, why you acting like a hoe? Know that I'm a ride for you, need a way to go. Tell me, girl, why you be stressing me for time? When you tell me you love me, can't you smell John Glenn? Yeah, my nigga, why you acting like a bitch? If you scared to take a chance, how the fuck we gon' get rich? Come here, baby, why you always insecure? Hold on tight to a nigga and be sure. Who's the king? Came from the bottom, nigga, with stains on my shirt. What you expecting from me? I came from the dirt. Money, my motivator, the songs that I sing. Picture a peasant passing from palm to the king. Tell me you still love me, so then let me go. Will I return or will I burn? Never know. Look in my eyes, I see the future, but yeah. Don't sugarcoat it. Listen, history repeats itself and that's just how it goes. Same way that these rappers always bite each other's flows. Same thing that my nigga Elvis did with rock and roll. Justin Timberlake, Eminem, and Macklemore. Why silly niggas argue over who gon' snatch the crown? Look around, my nigga, white people have snatched the sound. This year I'll probably go to the award, death but damn. Watch Iggy win the Grammy as I try to crack a smile. I'm just playing. But all good jokes contain true shit. Same rope you climb up on and hang you with. But not Jermaine, my aim too sick. I bang, nigga, I came to bring the pain. My brain too quick. You see how I maneuver this game, I ain't stupid. I recognize that life is a dream, and I train lucid. And break the chains and change minds one verse at a time and claim 2-6. And fuck it, it's a two-fit, who's the king?
We are kings, kings of ourselves first and foremost. While the people debate who's the king of this rap game, here comes little old Jermaine with every ounce of strength in his veins to snatch the crown from whoever y'all think has it. But rather than place it on his head as soon as he grabs it, poof, boom, pow, it's like magic. With a flash and a bang, the crown disintegrates and falls to the earth from which it came. It's done. Ain't gonna be no more kings. Be wary of any man that claims, because deep down he clings onto the need for power. In reality, he's a coward. Ultimately, he's scared to die. Sometimes so am I. When I'm in tune with the Most High, I realize the fear lies in my lack of awareness of the other side. Today I know that we are the same. Are the same, you and I. A different kind of skin, different set of eyes. Two different minds, but only one God. For all the kings. Cause I know deep down every poet just wanna be loved.
Thinking about it. They'll have just enough stones to figure it out.
Half a thing of heroin in the bathroom. Keep an AK in the back up in the back room. Cook a meal clean, that shit suck me like a vacuum. Took a vacation to the county, I'll be back soon. Spent a couple zeros, money on my day pay. Paying off the PO, smoking on the gateway. Word around the block when I was locked, she gave my thing away. About to have a baby with a nigga, that's what they say. Damn, well please say it ain't so. Took off the gloves, say it's love when it ain't though. A classmate was coming over, that was strange though. Apparently the homework ain't all it came for. Maybe you some tank ho, maybe that's a bit mean. Maybe you grew up and I'm still living like a 16. Like a child running wild in the city street. Man, I put that bitch up on the beat. She cut a nigga deep. Damn, bitch. Yeah, that's deeper than a motherfucker, baby, you know what I'm saying? Smack it up and flip it, then I rub it down. Dip it up and then I ship it to another town. Smoking hella weed while me and Willie bust a couple pounds. She used to like that type of shit, now we don't fuck around. Girl, you used to say them other niggas wasn't hood enough. Got your little degree, now niggas from the hood are good enough. Bitch, you wasn't tripping when that old school was pulling up. You was short of men's at your college, who would put them up? Well, bitch, I'm out here putting on. I hope you feel the pain I'm feeling when you hear the song. Don't want a nigga that complain shit up in your home. But you ran off, you got a gauge, man, that shit was wrong. All to a nigga that don't got nothing that I ain't got. Only difference is he tryna be a fucking astronaut. Saw this pussy nigga when I walk up in the barbershop. Green as a bleak, looking sweet, that cut a nigga deep. Damn. So these type of niggas you fuck with now, baby? You know what I'm saying? Square ass motherfuckers. Yeah, yeah. I love her and she love him, so I never touch him. She got his baby in the oven, so it motherfucker. Ain't tripping cause you got a nigga, I just think you rushing. But leaving him to be with me ain't part of our discussion. Plus I'm on the road now, different color, oh nah. Lay back on the dope, I'm getting dollars off my show now. Bitches wanna tie me down, but I ain't in that mode now. 5 years later, why you calling on my phone now? Well bitch, how you get the number? Like every other mother, switching up that motherfucker. Back on the bus, I used to finger fucker, singing Usher. Down on my luck and then she up and left me for a sucker. I reminisce on all the crazy shit we did. You and me forever, shit we say when we was kids. She said I'm having problems and I pray that he forgive. When he finds out the baby ain't his, they cut a nigga deep. Damn, what the fuck? What you trying to say, baby? Baby ain't his. Who's it? Yeah.
Up the scene, I set. I like to stand in the crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, converted into hip hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame. I treat you like a child, then you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a frenemy. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I'm completing. You compare my rhyme with yours, I wake you up and after staring your face, you seem stunned, remember me? The one you got your idea from, but soon you start to suffer. The tune will get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. Broke. answer. Who can keep the average dancer? Hyper as a heart attack, nobody smiling. Cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down and write. You can't make it, so you're taking home, breaking and bite. Two pieces and bits of all my hip hop hits. Get the style down, packed in, it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The EMCEE, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that could aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you're all BDJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to EJ play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. Microphone like a grudge. See, you hold a record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent. I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily. So pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one. There'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following the fiend. Waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling. Nobody beats the R, so stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later. Cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruptions till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke. Cause everything is real on the serious tip. Keep playing and I experience quick. And I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of triple state darkness. When it gets dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone. Cause the heat is on, you see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke.
God MC himself, the 18th letter, the R, Rakim, Eric B. and Rakim, I ain't no joke. Happy belated birthday, man, to the God. He is definitely still rocking all these years later, 30 plus years, still in the booth and doing it. Like, there's a line that he has in the song Classic that. I forget how it goes, to deal with age. Age don't count to you when you. I got to go back and get it. I don't want to misquote it, but he's just speaking on how, you know what I'm saying, hey, you can still relate. You know what I'm saying, even at a late age to whoever, if when your stuff is in the, you know what I'm saying, your stuff is right. So it is what it is, man. So. And basically, okay, shout out to the safety, you know, he said, timeless, so age don't count in the booth when your flow stays submerged in the fountain of youth. There it is. So that's what I was trying to get at, man. So shout out to the safety engineer for holding me down with that. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Rakim, that's still holding it down. All right, man, there's some more hip-hop news. Speaking of the gun, man, my man Raekwon, the chef, was in, you know what I'm saying, basically he had an interview he was doing, and the conversation of Iggy Azalea came up. And this is what Ray had to say about it. Ray says, I think she's talented in her own form. And we just have to accept that and don't look at it as, oh, you ain't from that life, because a lot of people aren't from that life. You know what I'm saying? All I can say is in a situation is that she's doing what she wants to do. She wants to be able to take it from somewhere so far away from it, so from where she was at, I'm sorry, to hear nobody's going to ever want to give it up, because, of course, she's a white girl, pretty, and she's got talent. Then you're going to have people ridicule, that's because she's from Australia. Music is for whoever knows how to make it, man. We have to say it to ourselves. If you're talented, you're talented. Talented in a form. We just have to accept. We have to accept that and don't look at it as a name from So there it is. Raekwon, you know, he's definitely been outspoken and, you know, will say what he wants to say. I guess in some instances he has a point. But, you know what I'm saying? You know, teach his own. I just don't rock with it. I don't dig it. It was just not authentic. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, shout out to Ray, man, for, you know, putting his two cents in and you know, basically making, you know, a point. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these rap cats I hear ain't from the life that they talk about. You know what I'm saying? I even have to, you know, remind my son that, you know, the stuff that you walk around listening to, that's not you. You know what I'm saying? You didn't grow up that way. So, and a lot of these rap cats out here are, you know what I'm saying, perpetrating, you might as well say, and a fraud as far as, you know, rapping about what they did and how much coke they sold and, you know, all this other stuff, and ain't never, ever dealt getting that lifestyle. So, shout out to Raekwon, man. All right, man, finally in news, if you didn't see it or heard about it, I don't know what rock you're in or what cave you're in, but, of course, this past weekend the Super Bowl transpired. It was between the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks. Came down to the wire, very good game all the way through. Went in the halftime, tied up at 14. You know, Seattle came out and had a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter. And, of course, New England came back to, you know, take a 4-point lead. And, of course, how the game ended on the last seconds with an undrafted rookie free agent making the play of, I guess, the year and making a pivotal interception against Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks when they were on the one-yard line and had arguably the best running back in the league behind them and didn't give him the ball. So, of course, that has been, you know, up for debate. I think Seattle gave it away with, you know, a bump call. But, you know, each his own, they had their system and they stuck with it and ran with it. So, my man was a hell of a Super Bowl. Of course, the halftime show, real crazy, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Missy Elliott for, you know what I'm saying, coming through and, you know what I'm saying, reminding people of the classical and music that she is and the classic music that she's, you know, produced and put out, man. Real dope, man. Shout out to Katy Perry for making that happen. And she had a dope show, too, man. That was real dope. Shout out to Lenny Kravitz. He was also in there, too. Real dope. You know, the whole Super Bowl, you know, was crazy. They had some crazy commercials, man. But overall, man, probably one of the better Super Bowls of all time. All right? That being said, maybe we'll go ahead and get it to the original and sample my favorite joint of the night. Tonight's original comes from Dee Dee Bridgewater, and this joint is called My Lonely Room. All right, so we'll get into the original, and after that, we'll get right into the sample. Come back in a little bit and, you know, do like I always do. So, again, man, Hip Hop Edge Radio, original and sample. The original is by Ms. Dee Dee Bridgewater, My Lonely Room. Let's go.
Replace the love that you have taken. Boy, it's so basic that we all want to be famous and noticed and watched, and we all want money and riches, and we all want the finest out of life, from the most heartless gangbanger to the most virtuous police officer. And we're all human beings, so we're all susceptible to our own weaknesses. Temptation is a very strong weakness.
There's too much money and cocaine for me to be playing the broke game, or at the 9 to 5 with the no names. But here I be, 9 to 5 in it with all of them no names, trying to figure out who I'm gonna blame for where I be. And where I be is nothing that I ever dreamed. Everything I'm turning into was never me. None of this was scripted. Or maybe it was, and I was too blind to get this. And maybe because I was too blind to get this, I threw it to the street. But look at me, I'm making excuses as we speak. See, the reality of it is, it's easier to be cold out than bundled in. And he who be on the slow route is running thin, or so it seems. And now I'm treadmilling my life on the lowest speed. All that really matters is a profit. Tomorrow I handle the aftermath of how I got it. Fuck all the worries and all of the second guessing. I don't got time to deal with a second question. Life is what you make it be, and everything that life is shaped to be, I vow to turn it around and then bow gracefully. Not enough reasons to say no, too many reasons to say yes, and I ain't pressed to say so. I'm dealing with the same dollar and the same dream, lost between plans A and B. This is for what it's worth. I'm just trying to be what I can be. I'm just trying to be what I can be. But it feels like time keeps walking. Time keeps walking, walking away from me. So for what it's worth, I'm just trying to make what I can make. I'm just trying to make what I can make. But it feels like time keeps talking. Time keeps talking, and I don't understand what it's saying. Too much money and heroin for me to pretend to be negligent. I'm ignoring it more than I ever did, and I can't lie. They say all it takes is time to better it, but my clock is looking foreverish. Like, why can't I be blessed with a more blessed set of wings? I see less as more or less everything. More or less everything that I ever wanted is all gone and replaced with what I've been running from all along. So why even entertain the chase? Why even pretend I was built to stay in this race? The truth is, my sweetest dream is so far from my hands that I don't even reach. I'm so far from a plan that right now, anything I do. Cause if the lullabies at the corner thing is true, then hit the play button, and I'll be down until it's gone. All the hopes that used to be become the sounds within the songs. And with that said, I say good morning, America. Say it once more, just in case it wasn't clear enough. Good morning, America. This is what your dreams are made from, as well as what your dreams can break from. Ignoring all the risks, all the cops, all the enemies, all the nameless bullets that could be namelessly sent to me, all the fame from pulling it, and all of the fame from being on the wrong side. Which one do you claim for what it's worth? I'm just trying to be what I can be. I'm just trying to be what I can be. But it feels like time keeps walking. Time keeps walking, walking away from me. So for what it's worth, I'm just trying to make what I can make. I'm just trying to make what I can make. But it feels like time keeps talking. Time keeps talking, and I don't understand what it say. Turned down every offer I was given, regardless of the wrath of the temp. I'm pivot, and I'm just trying to keep it straight and narrow. But I'm seeing Satan's arrow, and it's hard not to get hit with it. I'm ducking low and praying that it all pays at the finish line, and that I don't have to pay for it when it's dinner time. But being honest, the left never looked so right, and that corner never looked so bright. The outcome ain't worth trying not to be outdone. Outrun what you can, but where you run out from will always be your home base. Until you looking back home with a stone face. All the shit that you fall for is twins with your dreams. All gone. You question if your questions were all wrong. You seeing how it changed each side of the game. Cause your pink slips is they bullets. Neither got a name. Damn.
For what it's worth, I'm just trying to be what I can be. I'm just trying to be what I can be. But it feels like time keeps walking, walking away from me. For what it's worth, I'm just trying to make what I can make. I'm just trying to make what I can make. But it feels like time keeps talking, and I don't understand what it says.
Probably one of the realest songs I've ever heard, listened to, and gravitated to and put in my repertoire. Sky Zoo's For What It What It's Worth, off the Revelation CD, probably one of the dopest CDs ever put out. A lot of hits as far as I'm concerned on that. A lot of stuff was real dope on that. But this one stuck out to me. Besides, you know, Dear Whoever, this one stuck out to me most. This is all those men that, you know what I'm saying, you go through that struggle of you know what I'm saying, you got your music thing and you got that thing going, but, you know, if you've been out there on the corner with the fast money and making it, you know what I'm saying, it's always that allure to come back to the game, but, you know, it, you find yourself back, you know, you with the 9-to-5ers and trying to live the straight and narrow, but, man, that corner looks so good, but, you know, I've been there plenty of times, man, and I know a lot of people can relate to that song, man. So shout out to M-Faces on the track. Once again, Miss Dee Dee Bridgewater for the Sky Zoo, of course, man, for the track For What It's Worth. And, man, definitely go check out The Revelation if you haven't heard it. I mean, I'm sorry. I keep saying The Revelation. Bugging out. The Salvation. The Salvation, his name is Dee Dee. So if you go check out Sky Zoo's The Salvation, I guarantee you, man, you will not be disappointed, man. Straight up hip-hop. Top to bottom. All right, man. With that being said, man, I want to thank everybody that's, you know, came out and listened to us live. Everybody's going to go back and listen to the archive track, man. Thank you. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to the whole Cypher crew, Black Widow, Sassy Brown, Breezy Taylor, Fleance, of course, my man David Bowers, and the sexiest engineer in the building, Miss Artisha Williams, man. Going to look out for the J Dilla mix. Got to get back in the booth and do that. I do it every year, so I'm not going to slack on that. You know, be sure to, you know, celebrate Black History. If you're in a city where they're going to be doing a Dilla Weekend or Dilla Day, make sure you go and check that out, man. I'm like, always say it here at Hip Hop Fans Radio, don't sell yourself to fall in love. Yeah, I said it. Don't sell yourself to fall in love with anything. Keep God first. Everything else will fall in line, man. It's Hip Hop Fans Radio. Peace and love. Thanks for coming. One.